All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Jeff here with you, and I am pleased to be joined by the entire band. We got them in here right now. Meech Pango. Guys, welcome to KTCU. We are super excited to have you guys in studio to talk about the new album that's coming out and all the things you guys have been working on for the last year. And we're excited to see where the future takes us. But first, I want to find out how we can get Meeched.
You can get Meeched. Well, you can listen here on KTCU almost at least twice a week or something like that.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, with the local lunch. You can get Meeched there. All of our stuff's online. Our first record, Fresh Fruit. And we play around DFW pretty regularly. And thanks for having us, Jeff. This is
great. Yeah, seriously, what's going on?
So that was Alex McKenzie. He's the singer here.
I'm Alex.
Meech Pango. The rest of the guys, y'all can go around, introduce yourselves, and then the instrument you play for me.
What's up? I'm Jared. I play guitar and trombone.
At the same time?
Yeah.
He grows three arms, like three extra arms on stage.
What's going on? My name is George Marquez, and I play bass guitar and backup vocals.
I'm Clayton. I play the drum set with the stick.
And I'm George Marquez. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm Tony. I'm Tony. I play guitar, and that's about it.
So tell me a little bit about you guys, if the listeners out there aren't familiar. Where are you guys from, and how did you guys form Meech Pango?
So we all grew up together in Saginaw, over in North Fort Worth. We all went to the same high school. Tony and George have known each other since like middle school. Jared and Clayton have known each other since elementary.
Yeah.
And then a long time ago, while we were in high school, I was in a band, a punk rock band, just crappy covers we were trying to learn, and we needed a guitar player, and I asked Anthony if he wanted to join. And from then on, Tony and I, this is our third band together, technically.
Okay.
So, you know, once one band fell apart, we joined another band. Once that band fell apart, we joined another. And
so you just keep replacing the bad pieces?
Yeah.
And then
I would say
new.
That. We've played, you know.
Recruiting
you
new.
Know, more or less, right?
Yeah, we're still working on that part.
Yeah. Don't tell Clayton, but he's next.
Well, I mean, you know, this is album number two. And it's the same group. So I think things are sticking here. I'm kidding with you
guys. It's been fun. We got together. We were alternative 90s rock, 80s pop cover band for a little while. We were under the moniker The Influence.
Okay.
And then we realized that it was just really hard to find ourselves on Facebook when we were like, oh, hey, we're a band. Look us up.
Right.
And so we just transitioned. I was the last one to come around on the name change, Meech Pango.
Really?
Yeah. I don't remember who came up with it.
I think it was George.
It was Nathan.
Oh.
No,
it was me.
Oh, okay.
No credit to Nathan Siegel.
He used to play keys for us.
okay.
And now he's dead
to us. So you've already weeded one out.
Exactly.
Okay. So you guys from Saginaw, it sounds like you guys obviously get along really well, which is always a nice touch. So you mentioned some of those bands that you guys had already been in. What were some of the musical influences for you guys? Like, was there a certain sound that you all kind of agreed on, and that how it came together? Or you all have five distinct music styles?
I'd say,
you put them all together.
It's like all over the place, honestly. Me and Clayton listen to a lot of metal. I know Alex is super into like new wave stuff, poppy stuff, and I don't know. We're all across the board.
Yeah, we definitely come together with like 90s alternative.
Okay,
we all
for
can
sure.
agree.
That's the common ground.
We can all agree on, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Sublime, as you know, Jared's shirt say. five of us, we all really bonded over our love of Ween. If you're unfamiliar with, you know, Gene and Dean Ween's work. And so once we all sort of like realized that, oh, these two guys can make great music and just not give an F of about what the people are expecting. Like we can totally do that for
sums
sure.
up Ween right there.
Yeah, exactly. It's great music. It's just kind of all over the place.
Okay. All right. So when did you guys officially become like this incarnation right here? The five of you, Meech Pango. When did this take off?
So we started, once our keyboard player left, we added Jared. He had just picked up a guitar. He obviously played trombone. I think it was for my sister's,
Your sister's 16th birthday
so
party.
So 3 years ago, almost
that was
3
a good
years
time.
Ago. Jared, it was Jared's first gig, and then from there we took a couple months off, and in December of 2016 we played the Curtain Club. Rip the Curtain Club.
Yeah.
We played down there our very first show, all originals, and it was since then it's been kind of an upward, you know, an up battle from here.
So 2017, you got the album, the first LP, Fresh Fruit.
Yeah, we had self-recorded five tracks, and it was very rough. It was pretty much a demo of some of the songs that are on the Fresh Fruit now. And Ben Barnett over at the Hank Studios, just outside of Hearst, like right next to the Putt-Putt.
Okay, yeah.
Now
everybody knows, right?
Yeah, they know like exactly
outside of the Putt-Putt.
Go say hi to him. He hit us up, and we were like trying to record. We really wanted. We had about 12 songs that we really felt strong about, and he reached out to us right when we were really looking. He had a good price, you know. I think Tony and I, wasn't it you and me who went out there?
I believe so.
We had gone out there and like vibed with him pretty well, and we.
As the kids say.
Wasn't it? I think the time we noticed it was time, or it was the right choice when we started bonding over Sugar Ray.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, was this the Floored record, or was this the later on with like the 1459?
1459 Sugar Ray. Okay. Sugar Ray, yeah.
Okay, because I saw Sugar Ray in 1999.
Oh,
when they
okay.
were still like alternative.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good stuff, though.
Yeah. Sugar Ray, Incubus 311.
Oh
my god.
Like and Incubus was the opening band, and they weren't even on the bill.
Really?
Yeah,
what?
And I met all those guys, and they were super cool. I was 16 years old.
Lucky.
They couldn't have been nicer to some punk kid.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
Oh my god.
So that was one of my first, like, that was one of the first concerts that, you know, like, I bought with my own money and, like, was mm-hmm. able to appreciate. I still love 311 to this day and Incubus.
They're great.
So do we.
The only cover we've ever played, like, since we've been Meech Pango was all mixed up by 311 on 311.
Really?
Yeah.
On
we
March
just,
11th.
Yeah. We were like, we need to do something. It's 311.
Okay. I'm going to put in a request for later down the road when you guys play live. Beautiful Disaster.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds
bass
good.
Line,
yeah,
right?
The bass line, George.
I wrote
that bass.
Okay, so when you guys play live, you've got your – everybody's probably got their favorite, but what's your favorite track that you like to play live?
Ooh. That's tough.
That's a tough one. I mean, you could always go with the super fun one, which is BAF. You know, we have the trombone solo.
Okay.
And people, you know, that's a point when everyone gets getting out their phones and recording us. But I don't know. You can't ever go wrong with Guinness because that's the one.
That's my favorite.
Everyone's
yeah,
looking
for sure.
For it. You could tell, like, people are wanting to hear that song, and then it happens. That first, like, chord rings out. And they're just like, oh,
yeah.
You know, you can hear.
We
everyone.
Get yelled at if we don't play it soon enough in the set sometimes.
Yeah, the last.
You got to make it like the fourth track just to make sure everybody stays there.
No, I still want, I'm like, no, it's got to be towards the end because that's the one you want to hear,
right.
You know?
You got to make everybody stay
yeah.
the whole time.
Red Chili Peppers aren't going to play Under the Bridge until the very end of their first set.
Okay.
You know?
All right. So with the trombonist. That's one. I'm starting to see more horns in bands now.
Mm-hmm.
Was that something that you guys knew you wanted to have, like to be as something different, or did it kind of come organically?
It just kind of happened. I kind of been playing trombone since like middle school, and then we had like a kind of a ska vibe to a song, and it just kind of fit. I was like, all right, I can probably solo over this. I played jazz band and stuff in high school, so it just kind of worked out. It definitely was not intentional.
No.
When we first did it, we were just kind of messing around in the garage.
I remember the first show at my sister's birthday party. We played By the End of This, and we
oh yeah, I played trombone to that song.
We
too.
Extended the bridge for him to have a trombone solo. It sounded very strange.
So there you go, everybody that's listening right now. Obviously, you're enjoying this interview as much as I am. But if you ever want to hear a trombone solo, you got to be at a Meech Pango show.
Yeah, and we'll
true.
Let it.
There's no other. There's other bands with trombone players, like mm-hmm. Henry the Archer. I love Henry the Archer.
Oh yeah,
right?
Tom's awesome. On
Tom's
trombone.
Awesome. Tom's one of our DJs here. You guys
really?
Know that? Yeah,
nice.
Tom's,
I did not know
Tom
that.
Tom does Saturday awesome. Mornings, the Good Show.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Tom and
really
Chris.
Cool.
So you guys definitely need to check that out.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. I mean, but Tom's not busting out trombone solos, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he's definitely laying down that rhythm. You
for
know,
sure.
That atmosphere in the song.
So you mentioned just. Atmosphere. You guys played Fortress Festival this year.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was kind of a pain to get on this bill. You know, I felt really bad asking all of our fans, all of our Instagram followers, like, hey, vote for us daily, vote for us daily, right? Vote for us daily. And by the time the voting was over, I was definitely done with it. And I can imagine the rest of us were,
for know, sure,
were just over, you know, hounding people. And so we just, not that we forgot about it, but we were like, whatever, if we get it, we right. get it. Because we were at the top for a lot of the contests, and then
we
towards
were like
the end,
ninth place at the end.
Yeah, at the very end, we were last. We were dead last, or pretty close to it, and we weren't expecting to get it. Yeah. And then the day before they said they were going to announce it, I was just at work, and I was like, "Holy crap, we got on the bill!"
Nice.
You know, and yeah, it was insane.
Super just, big surprise.
So I went to Fortress, but I only got to go for a couple hours the first day, so I didn't get to see you guys.
Yeah,
I didn't get to see the Kush. I didn't get to see some of the other bands that I wanted to see, but I did read what the Fort Worth Weekly and the Dallas Observer both said.
Yeah,
and they raved about you guys. The Fort Worth Weekly basically said the whole second day started when you guys played.
Yeah,
like you set the tone for the whole day. How does that make you feel?
I mean, it was, it, I think, yeah, yeah. It, yeah, good.
To put it to a point. Yeah.
I think, yeah, we did really awesome. What I was really happy about is we have a crew that just comes to most of our shows, a lot of our friends and family who are usually there and getting everyone else hyped. But we had like 40, 50 people who were like regular come to our shows. Like they're regularly there, and some of them have made signs, and I feel like their excitement about us got the people who are like, what's going on? What are these guys doing? You know, what is this rainbow douche going up here drumming away? Like, what are they about? And so I feel like, you know, I was more grateful that our regulars got to be there and got everyone else into it.
That's awesome. And so, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, just hanging out was really cool. It just kind of was surreal to be, and, you know, they're like, oh, here's free drinks, here's free food. I'm like, let's go, dude.
This is just the beginning, guys. Hey. This is just the beginning.
I'll take it we'll take it right now.
Hey, don't forget the little people when y'all make it, right? Like, when the first big album comes out, you guys are going to come back and talk with us again?
Let's go, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so we'll pencil you in.
Ah, okay. So what's up next for you guys? We got a new album coming out. You guys have touring information. You got shows coming up.
We've actually got something special coming up tomorrow. We have a new video coming out.
Yeah,
there we go.
We just recorded, we went back to the Hang Studios and recorded our second record. Is it cool to announce the name now, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Distractions is the name of our second record. Okay. So, you know, we have all that. It's going to be a full-length LP or CD, I guess. And we're going to be releasing, the debut is going to be here on KTCU.
Tomorrow.
The local lunch. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
So, Built for the Tilt.
Right at noon, too.
Right at noon. Ooh, Built for the Tilt is going to be that first single. And our good friend Morgan, she does some videography work for a school district. And we were like, hey, you know, do you have a green screen? Can we just like do this DIY, like full blown? Like, it just looks real goofy and real dumb. And very much us, you know, goofy and dumb. So it worked out. The video is awesome. It's so much fun. It was a lot of fun to do. And
is that the GIF that you've been using?
Yeah,
is that part of the video.
Yeah,
yeah.
All these GIFs are in the video somewhere.
I can't wait to see you riding a rocket,
Dr. McKenzie, or how I stopped and learned to get meached is what a friend of mine commented.
Going with some Kubrick references.
There you go.
There
yeah.
You go. Where can the fans find you guys, Meech Pango, social media, websites, things like that?
Well, we have a website that our friend Austin Campbell built for us, meechpango.com, and Instagram is meech_pango. Twitter and Facebook are at meechpango. We don't have a Snapchat. I mean, we have individual Snapchats, but we don't need to plug that. And you can find all of
that's for when they become like VIPs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whenever we break up for a year, you know, that's when we plug that.
Soon enough.
Or when George is gone and you've replaced him.
Yes, exactly.
Can't wait for that.
And all of our first record, Fresh Fruit, is, you know, however you stream, but it's also here, you know, it's here on KTCU.
That's right. We will continue to play it.
I'm so
after the new album comes out.
It was awesome. I had time to kill before a show one time, and just kind of was walking in here. I was like, KTCU is just right down the street. So I had my CD. I was just kind of walking around the halls, and I saw him like, oh, there's a guy on mic. Walked by it again, just knocked on it while I heard the song playing. I was like, dude, can we talk? and it was Larry.
Yeah.
KTC's been real good to us.
Hey, like I said, that's what we do here. We are, you know, college radio, and college radio, when I think of college radio, it's the old school way of like discovering new bands and playing the local stuff and letting people know that there's really good music that you can go see. Like, instead of just watching something on TV or paying, like we were talking about earlier before the interview, why are you paying $100 to go sit in the lawn somewhere and you're basically watching a screen? Like,
yeah.
You can go see you guys and be spit on by you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe he'll dump his trombone out on you.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly.
If that's what you're into.
If you're lucky enough.
But so what's coming up? You guys got any shows coming up?
Yeah, we're going to be a part of the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards Festival.
Okay.
Which they haven't announced that yet, so I probably shouldn't, but we'll be there.
Okay. No, that's all you got to say. We'll be there.
We will be there somewhere. But, yeah, so we're going to be playing a show over at Mass, Maine at Southside,
okay.
With Cutthroat Finches, Ting Tang Tina, Thieves, I think is their name. Alan Brown booked them.
Okay.
They're out from Dallas, and we're going to be doing that. That'll be the album release on July 12th. We'll be playing the record front to back and a couple other songs that we like. And then after that, on the 13th, we'll be over at Gas Monkey Bar and Grill. With
nice.
A couple of bands. I know the Herald will be there, so it'll be like a local thing. So
awesome.
If you guys are over, if you can't make it, if you live in out in Dallas, you can come see us there.
There you
or
go.
Or make the trek and see us both days.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
What about Meech merch?
Yeah, so
because I got my shirt today. I'm very excited.
Yeah, our friend Ian designed that shirt. It's really cool. He does a lot of great work. So he got that shirt. We're working on some new merch. We have CDs for the Fresh Fruit album, and hopefully, we're working on getting the CDs for this. We're going to leave here and go get that,
and
finish that up.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I don't think any vinyls because it's really expensive and we're all kind of poor.
Well, you
know,
a
working class idiots. So,
yeah, I mean, that'll lead me into another thing. Like, go see these local bands because most of the guys and gals that are in local bands have full time jobs. Like, you guys spend so much time outside of living to put the effort in to put this music together for us to all enjoy.
And I think, I mean, that's sort of the vibe of this next record that we have, is we have all this crap going on in our lives and it's just, we're over it. You know, all we want to do is just hang out, play music for people, make, you know, listen to music with people, and, you know, just the various distractions in lives,
right,
that it just consumes us. But meanwhile, we're still going to keep doing it as long as people are into it.
I'm super excited, and I know everybody else will be. So, guys, thanks for coming in. I'm so looking forward to the album.
Thanks for having
us,
man.
Yeah, for
absolutely.
Sure. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And you know, you guys are now family. So
yeah.
You can come by whenever you want. Just pop in.
Can I sleep here on this couch right over there? It's very comfy.
I need some gas money.
Well, I said you're family, so
yeah.
I mean, that doesn't mean I'm going to give you money because I don't give my own family
there
money.
There you go. I like the way you work, Jeff.
Me neither.
It's called tough love, guys.
Respect.
Exactly.
All right. So I'm looking forward to the album, and I'll hopefully see you guys here in July at
we'll
the
be
CD
back.
Release
oh,
party
yeah.
too, for
oh,
sure,
yeah.
for sure. So there you go. Meech Pango, we've got the brand new single. It's going to debut tomorrow in the local lunch. So everybody tune in for that for sure. Guys, once again, thanks. And we'll catch up down the road.
We'll see you soon.
All right, guys.
Thanks for having us.